The Sulphur Springs ISD had its annual all-staff meeting at the Sulphur Springs Middle School Monday morning. All those present had on T-shirts with "Hero on a Mission" on the back. Among speakers Monday was Superintendent Michael Lamb, who discussed why teachers teach.
I can give you the Sunday school. I just love kids. I love making a difference in kids' lives and influencing them. That's why I teach. I didn't pick teaching when I was standing in TCU trying to decide what I was going to major with those things in mind. Did you? I mean, we didn't necessarily do it, but it's okay. Hopefully we come around to it. And that's the thing. I do believe now that I do this for the right reason, just like this coach had to kind of go through a process, and I do believe you do it for the right reason. This is your purpose. And I hope you caught it there, you know, and I use myself as an example in a story yesterday. If my sole goal as a superintendent was, and I don't know, you know, well, I'm gonna go down there and stuff brains, pass a bunch of balanced budgets, and get the scores up, put a few programs in that people get excited about, hopefully springboard my way into Rockwall ISD. That's my goal. That's all about me. And I think that says right there, it's all about me helping people find their intended purpose in life. And this coach got wrapped up in his wins, his stuff. And that's, you know, not necessarily just my fear. I do think it's a corner type moment. It's a changing moment to realize, you know, I could have asked, you know, if I asked you, why do you teach and had you raise your hand, I wonder how many of you said, because of the money. Man, you make a lot of money. 3 months off, 8 to 3, what a job. Get an opportunity to drive a yellow dog at the end of the day. Man. You know, that's not why you teach. And so that is, to me, it's an aha moment from the standpoint of you guys. I just keep going back. I told you the message is really simple. I admire so much the fact that you chose to come back or come for the first time in the midst of a battle, of a tough place to be, really. You're here again, and I know you know this. I know you tapped into your purpose and the reason you do this, and that you see that you're helping others fulfill their purpose. One of my notes said, it's all about relationships. This book goes from the point I just read to another part that talks about relationships. And I, you know, not just the relationships you have with your students, the relationships we have with each other. We had a lot of tough things happen last year, from discipline issues to some legal battles over stuff that is new to us in the school. I dealt with about 5 things last year. I take a lot of pride in having pretty much seen everything. I mean, every year of my life, some kid has drank before the prom. Some of that stuff just old hat. But we dealt with some stuff last year that we've not had to deal with yet. Facebook and the national ugliness. I got a death threat, I think, from all 50 states and 2 other countries. And it just was a crazy deal. And here's the crazier part. I kiddingly sit down in front of Marcy pretty down one day and said, man, did Patsy never have to deal with it? He said, Patsy didn't have to deal with Facebook. I mean, it seems like Facebook's been around a long time, but we really only scratched the surface of what Facebook is going to change for our profession. Yeah. We're babies at the Facebook impact, okay? So I say that to be careful, but what an ugly, ugly deal. We dealt with a lot of crap last year. We dealt with some unruly children. It's a tough gig. Tough gig, but it goes back to, and Don Safall said this time last year, we know what the greatest commandment is, and that second greatest commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. And that to me is where we're at. That's how we get through things like burnt feet. We got to be there for each other. That's how we get through masses the size of cantaloupes. it's about these relationships as much as any. And so we've got to make sure they're there.
KSST News.